The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
We're going to go transatlantic now. It's always a great pleasure to benefit from the wisdom and analysis and experience of former US congressman and well-known lawyer Bruce Morrison. Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency to relocate funding for his southern Mexico wall. Okay, take a listen to the man himself first.
So I'm going to be signing a national emergency, and it's been signed many times before. It's been signed by other presidents. From 1977 or so, it gave the presidents the power. There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting. But nobody cares. They sign it for far less important things in some cases, in many cases. We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs. So we have a chance of getting close to $8 billion. Whether it's $8 billion or $2 billion or $1.5 billion, it's going to build a lot of wall. We're getting it done.
All right. Bruce, welcome to the program. Now, I know you're not going to be happy about this, and we'll talk about the national emergency. But one thing in relation to this, he did promise before the election, and anyone who voted for him, they might have ridiculed the wall, but he said he'd do it, and he's doing it.
Well, he promised that Mexico would pay for it, too. And people who believe that, you know, I don't know where they get their entertainment, but it makes no sense. The problem with the wall, and Congress recognized this in limiting the amount of money they provided to him, the wall is not the solution to the problem he's defining. And frankly, there's no invasion on our southern border, and people who live on the border, they want the border to be managed, but they know there's no invasion. Most of the people who are coming are asking for asylum, which is an international right to ask for asylum in any free country. And beyond that, things like drugs, they're all being smuggled through the ports of entry. We need better policing of our ports of entry. We don't need a wall.
Do you feel this is a misuse of the procedure of national emergency?
Well, I think that we're all discovering that Congress in 1976 passed a national emergency bill that was a lot broader than anybody would probably pass today. Nobody thought about a Donald Trump presidency where he would use it for things to get around Congress as opposed to things that there was broad consensus were an emergency. So this will be a healthy debate about what presidents should be able to do on their own.
Surely, given, what was it, 3 weeks of gridlock and the standoff between Capitol Hill and the presidency, this is a kind of way where everybody gets something. And my understanding is that money will be relocated from what would have been military infrastructure, that the Pentagon has a civil works fund. Surely this allows people, you know, not to be out of a job.
Well, I don't know about out of a job. I think that the problem is when Congress makes a specific decision that something should not be funded or should be limited in the amount of funding, then declaring a phony emergency and moving money around, it may or may not pass legal muster, but I don't think it passes political muster.
Well, just on the legal muster, what is your legal opinion in relation to a court challenge to today's maneuver?
Well, I think eventually there will be a court challenge, but before that, there'll probably be a political challenge in the Congress, because any national emergency can be canceled by a vote of the Congress. So, of course, the president can veto that and force the issue again, at which point it would end up in court. And whether the court in the end says yay or nay, the litigation's going to go on for years. So I don't think this is a meaningful substantive gesture. I think it's a meaningful political gesture. The president is saying, I don't care what the Congress says by a majority, including the Senate, which Republicans control. I don't care about that. I made a promise to my base, and I'm going to keep it. The part of the promise he's not keeping is the Mexicans paying, which people shouldn't forget.
Okay, stay with us, Bruce. We're joined now because Paul Brandis, the White House Bureau Chief for West Wing Reports, was actually at the press conference and couldn't come to us while it was ongoing. It's now over. Paul, give us some of the details other than the general state of emergency.
Well, first, I have to agree, Ivan, with Bruce's principal points here. It's a clearly aimed at Trump shoring up his base for his 2020 reelection. No question about it. He does say that he'll be ultimately vindicated in the court system. We'll see whether that is true or not. He's clearly counting on the Supreme Court, of which he has put two new conservatives in the last 2 years on backing him up. You know, beyond that, though, it's important to mention that a lot of the things the president said about this, he said many times before without the factual basis to support those claims about crime and drugs and where they're coming in, this and that. He says people who point out the truth, for example, that the vast majority of drugs come in through legal ports of entry, that is a fact. He says it's a lie. Of course, he has no proof to back that up. That's the way he operates. He makes these claims without any data or factual evidence to support them, and his base believes it. It's important to mention here, Ivan, that when the president talks like this, as he did the other night at his rally in El Paso, he is talking to his base, which is at most, perhaps 40% of the country. The other three-fifths of the country simply doesn't believe.
Okay,
what
he said. And in that context, how is this playing out with Republican senators and congressmen and women?
Well, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said recently that if Trump declared a national emergency, it would spark a nasty reaction within the Republican Party against President Trump. That appears not to be the case. Even McConnell now says that he will support the president on this measure. So it looks like the base is still pretty cohesive and supporting the president.
Finally, Bruce, how do you think the Democrats will respond?
Well, I think they've already responded. I think Nancy Pelosi has shown herself to be a pretty able leader. She doesn't lose her temper, and she doesn't lose her cool, and she says what's true. She said the Congress was going to not roll over on this issue, and now she says they're going to take their time and view their options, and that's what's going to happen. This is going to be ultimately a political fight, and it's not about $8 billion. It's about whether or not we have a sensible approach to managing our immigration system, or whether we want to just spread fear and chaos, and unfortunately that's what the president likes to do.
All right, my thanks for what is a breaking story, as that press conference has only just concluded and the state of national emergency announced. My thanks to Paul Brandis, White House Bureau Chief for West Wing Reports, and latterly there, our good friend and regular contributor, Bruce Morrison, a former Democratic US Congressman and lawyer. Thank you both.